Hey there, robot fans. Today we're diving into a story all about robots. A super cool parade, actually. The Robot Pet Parade.
Parades are always exciting, right?
They are.
Yeah.
Especially when they involve robots that kids made themselves.
Exactly.
And in this parade, we meet Eli, Allie, and Zoe, three friends who each built their very own robot pet. Can you imagine building your own robot?
I mean, it's like bringing your imagination to life.
Yeah, it really is. And each of these friends, they had such unique ideas for their robot pets.
They did.
So first up, we have Zoe. She built a beautiful bird that could flap its wings and fly through the air. And get this, she even used recycled plastic bottles to make the wings.
Oh, wow.
Pretty awesome, huh?
It is. It shows how we can be creative and help the environment at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
Using what we already have.
Yeah. And then there's Eli.
Okay.
Who built a hopping frog.
A hopping frog?
With special springy legs that he made himself so the frog could bounce around like a real one.
Those springy legs, they must have taken a lot of work.
Yeah. It's really amazing what kids can do when they put their minds to it.
Yeah, and they can be so creative.
Right. So we've got a bird, we've got a frog, and last but not least, we have Allie, who made a glowing fish.
Ooh.
With sparkly blue lights called LEDs.
LEDs. Those are those tiny lights you see everywhere these days.
Like on your toys and even on traffic lights.
Mm-hmm.
They use very little energy and can shine in so many bright colors.
That's right. Allie's fish must have looked amazing as it swam through the air.
I know. So we've got a flying bird, we've got a hopping frog, and we've got a glowing fish. This parade must have been quite a sight.
It must have been. But you know what they say? The best laid plans.
Often go awry.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Just as the parade is in full swing, something unexpected happens.
What happened? What went wrong?
Well, remember the string Zoe used to control her bird's flapping wings?
Yeah.
It got all tangled up.
Oh, no.
On a loose piece of the bottle. And suddenly, the bird wasn't soaring gracefully anymore. It was it was flailing around.
Oh, that must have been so disappointing for Zoe after all her hard work.
It was. And to make matters worse, Eli's frog had a problem too.
What happened?
One of the springs on its leg came loose, so instead of hopping smoothly, it was bouncing around in all directions.
Oh no, I wonder if he forgot to tighten the screw that holds the spring in place. That's really important to make sure a robot works properly.
And as if those problems weren't enough, Allie's fish started to, well, it started to lose its sparkle.
Why?
The battery that powered the LEDs was running out of energy.
Oh, man.
And the blue lights were getting dimmer and dimmer.
Yikes. Can you imagine how worried they must have felt seeing their amazing creations malfunctioning right in the middle of the parade?
I know. Their hearts must have sunk. It's so hard to see your hard work not go as planned.
It is.
Luckily, Mr. Adams, the town's science teacher and one of the parade judges, noticed the kids' frustration.
Oh, good. Mr. Adams sounds like a great teacher. Did he jump in to help?
He did, but not in the way you might think. He saw this as a chance for the friends to learn something even more valuable than how to build a perfect robot.
Really? What could be more valuable than that?
Well, he gathered the kids together, and he reminded them about the power of working as a team. He knew that if they combined their skills and their knowledge, they could fix the robots together.
That makes sense. Sometimes when things go wrong, the best solution is to ask for help.
Right.
And work together. It's like a puzzle where each person has a different piece.
Exactly. So instead of feeling defeated, Eli, Allie, and Zoe decided to help each other.
So how did they do it? Did they manage to fix all the robots?
They did. Zoe, with her steady hands, she carefully untangled the string on her bird's wings. It took a bit of patience, but she managed to free it up.
That's great. It's a great example of how staying calm can help you solve a problem.
Absolutely.
When you're under pressure.
Meanwhile, Eli took a closer look at his frog's wonky leg. Remember how we talked about screws?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out one of the screws holding the spring in place had come loose.
Ah. So that's why it was bouncing all over the place.
Exactly. Luckily, Eli had brought a small toolkit with him, just in case.
Mark.
So you tighten a loose screw, and just like that, the frog was hopping happily again.
That's what I call thinking ahead.
Yeah.
It's always a good idea to be prepared, just like Eli was.
You know, it's interesting how each of the kids had a different skill that helped them solve the problem.
Yeah.
Zoe was patient and good with her hands. Eli had his toolkit and knew about screws. And Allie had something special up her sleeve, too. Remember how her fish was losing power?
Yes. The battery was running low. What did she do?
Well, Allie, she had brought an extra battery pack just like the ones you use to charge your phone.
Oh, wow.
She knew that batteries store energy, and when they run out, you can swap them out for fresh ones.
That was really clever of her. Sharing her extra battery pack with her friend shows great teamwork.
It does. So she connected her battery pack to the fish, and the LEDs lit up bright again. The fish was back to its sparkly self, swimming along in the parade.
Wow, they did it. They fixed all the robots. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you help each other out.
It really is. The parade continued, and the crowd cheered for Eli, Allie, and Zoe as they marched by with their amazing robot pets, now working perfectly.
They must have felt so proud, they didn't give up, and they used their smarts and teamwork to solve the problems.
And you know what? Mr. Adams was watching the whole time, and he was so impressed with how the friends handled the situation. He knew they had learned an important lesson that day.
What was the lesson?
The lesson was that even when things don't go as planned, you can overcome challenges by working together.
That's a great lesson for everyone, not just for kids building robots.
Exactly. And because Mr. Adams was so impressed, he decided to award them a very special prize.
Ooh, a prize. What did they win?
He awarded them the best teamwork trophy.
Wow.
He announced to the whole parade that Eli, Allie, and Zoe were the winners because they showed everyone the true meaning of teamwork.
That's fantastic. Their hard work and their willingness to help each other really paid off. They must have been thrilled.
They were. They held that trophy high, feeling proud of themselves and each other.
You know, it's a good reminder that winning isn't always about being the fastest or the strongest, but about working together and helping each other succeed.
So true. But even though the parade was over, the story wasn't quite finished yet. As the friends walked home, they talked about everything that had happened.
I bet they had a lot to talk about. What did they say?
Well, Eli, who always liked to plan ahead, he said, you know, next time, we should think about what could go wrong before the parade.
That's a great idea.
And maybe pack some extra tools and supplies.
Yeah. It's called planning for problems. It's something engineers do all the time. By thinking ahead about what might go wrong, you can be better prepared to fix things if they do.
And Allie chimed in too. She said, you know, we make a pretty great team.
She's right.
And she was right. They had each contributed their own unique skills and knowledge to fix the robots and save the day.
It sounds like they discovered a secret superpower, the power of teamwork. Working together made them stronger and helped them achieve something amazing.
It really is amazing what we can do when we work together. And that's the heart of this story. Eli, Allie, and Zoe's adventure in the robot pet parade reminds us that even when things get a little bumpy, we can overcome challenges and achieve incredible things when we work together.
Yeah, it's a tale filled with imagination, creativity, and a whole lot of heart. From building those amazing robots to fixing them on the fly, these kids showed us the true meaning of teamwork.
Exactly. And you know what? The story doesn't have to end there. Just like Eli, Allie, and Zoe used their skills to create something amazing, you can too.
Maybe you and your friends can team up to build something incredible. Or maybe you can use your teamwork skills to solve a problem in your own neighborhood.
The possibilities are endless. So keep those creative gears turning. Remember the lessons from Eli, Allie, and Zoe, and always embrace the power of teamwork.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep creating.